on today's episode of The Mental Health Show.
How's your mental health literacy? It's all about understanding how to recognise, manage and prevent mental health issues. It's about developing the skills to look after your own mental health and help others to do the same.
Welcome to The Mental Health Show, the official podcast of the Dingo Foundation, your beacon in the journey towards better mental health. Dive in with us as we explore the complexities of mental health, share inspiring stories of resilience, and provide actionable strategies for mental well-being.
Today, we're not just chatting about it, we're creating a practical step-by-step guide to improving mental health literacy in your community. Let's dive deeper into why mental health literacy is such a big deal. By recognizing the signs of mental health problems early, we can take action sooner. It also means we can help reduce the stigma around mental health, making it easier for people to seek help. Plus, imagine a community where everyone has a strong understanding of mental health. We'd be a band of empathetic, understanding individuals creating a stronger, healthier Australia. Let's get our detective hats on. It's about knowing what to look for. Feelings of overwhelming sadness, constant worrying, excessive fears, drastic changes in eating and sleeping habits, withdrawal from activities and social interactions. It's not about playing doctor, it's about recognizing when you or someone else might need a helping hand. It's as Aussie as lending your neighbour a lawnmower. Only this could change someone's life. Time to talk strategies, and I'm not talking footy tactics. Simple things like keeping a regular routine. Yes, even on weekends. Staying physically active. And learning how to manage stress through relaxation techniques like mindfulness or deep breathing exercises can make a huge difference. And remember, seeking professional help is not a sign of weakness. It's like getting a mechanic for your car. Only this mechanic helps tune your mind. Sometimes, we Aussies can be a stubborn lot when it comes to seeking help. If you notice someone who's struggling, approach them gently. Be an open listener, offer support, and encourage them to seek help if needed. And remember, we're all mates here. Respect and kindness go a long way. We can make mental health a part of our national conversation. Advocate for more education in schools and workplaces. We're a country that looks out for each other, right? So let's create environments where everyone feels supported and understood. Ready to dive in? There are some great resources out there. Apps like Headspace and Beyond Blue offer support and tips for managing mental health. Websites like Reach Out provide a wealth of information and support forums. They're tools in your mental health toolkit. So there you have it, a simple guide to improving mental health literacy. The power to create a stronger, healthier Australia is in our hands, and it starts with understanding mental health. Now, let's stop talking and start doing. After all, we're Aussies. We look out for our mates. It's what we do. Got questions, thoughts, stories to share? Let's start the conversation right here, because remember, every conversation about mental health brings us one step closer to a more understanding, empathetic and resilient Australia.
Thank you for listening to The Mental Health Show. Remember, with the Dingo Foundation, you're not alone on your journey. Together, we can navigate the path to mental wellness. This podcast is a production of Jibber Jab Digital.